The problem with your best friend dying is that there's no one to sit with you at funerals. It's not the number one problem. Obviously, my best friend's bloated, waterlogged corpse being lowered into the earth for the rest of eternity is currently at the top of my list of emotionally debilitating things that will take the rest of my life to recover from. But sharing my pew with strangers while Ms. Chu, the principal of Fairmont Academy, drones on and on, definitely ranks high on the list of reasons why my friend being murdered is the pits. Everyone is crying. It's standing room only for a sea of red-eyed, sniffling Fairmont falcons. Their bodies are pressed to the familiar floral yellow wallpaper of the Greenway Funeral Home's reception room, their hair ruffled by the dusty air the heater is pushing through the ceiling vents. The girl who slut-shamed Riley for dating a senior last year. The guy who punted Riley's lunch across the quad just to prove he could. The girl who slapped Riley in the face for cutting in line for class schedules. The nouns click. The principal's stepson. The sole reporter for the Fairmont Academy newspaper. All crying. Wailing. Stifling sobs into each other's shoulders. Eyes puffy to the point of closing. Snot ropes trailing from noses to sleeves. Mouths twisted into grotesque gargoyle shapes. The video montage of Riley from birth to 16 really broke them, despite the fact that none of them were in the pictures. None of them were her friends. To be fair, they did have a pretty long dress rehearsal for this the day before yesterday. I hug my jacket closer to my chest, pressing my cheek to the denim collar. I've cried so much in the last 48 hours, I think my organs have started to shrivel. My face is numb. I'm sure people have noticed. The people sitting nearest me, Riley's second or third cousins and some members of her parents' church, must be wondering why the fat girl is glaring at the front of the room instead of weeping prettily with everyone else. They'll think I'm an asshole, not understanding that I've spent 2 days screaming myself hoarse, that my eyes ache from use. 2 days is a long time when you can't sleep or eat because remembering that your best friend is gone slams into you whenever you think you're safe from it. Now, more than ever, the community of Cross Creek must look to its young people, says Ms. Chu, the words leaden with politician-like fake gravitas. She even gives a soft, wagging fist with it, her thumb pointing toward the front row of mourners. We must do more than see their struggle. We must hear them with open ears. Fairmont Academy will lead by example. The Fairmont family will not allow harm to come to another of our own. We will do everything we can to preserve the memory of Riley Greenway. Open ears are not a thing. Neither is the Fairmont family, come to think of it. Fairmont is about as bloodthirsty as an artsy charter school can be. But that's problem number three, behind Riley being dead and me sitting alone. No one believes that my best friend was murdered.